Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about the stupid stuff you've done in the name of beauty.
Ouch.
Now, they can be actual legitimate treatments that you go somewhere and get done, or they can be something that you tried to do.
Oh, the DIY, the
DIY. Yeah, that. Yes. What got us talking about this is something you'll normally not hear Slacker and Steve talking about. Nail things. There's a new technique. Can I call it what it is? It's called Scrotox.
It's a clever name.
You get Botox in your berries.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Why are we doing this?
Because you want, according to a cosmetic surgeon, it makes your thing down there, the bag, more relaxed. So it hangs more naturally and looks fuller and smoother.
Okay. And so you're married, you have a wife, you're going to do this for her because she doesn't want, you don't want her to see her. Okay.
My wife's never went.
Ever made a comment about your...
That's a little wrinkly.
Right.
And because it's Botox, if you know anything about Botox, it lasts 6 to 9 months.
Oh, okay.
So...
And same with your face? If you get it in your face?
Anywhere you get it, depending on how fast your body metabolizes things, then it will metabolize it faster or slower. But yeah, it takes 6 to 9 months for it to be gone. And it costs about $700 to get the one in your... in your berries down there. So it's $700 every 6 to 9 months to have a smoother, more. Not in on that.
Let's see, a hypodermic needle down there, and then it makes a smile. I think my mine are fine. I think mine are good. They're okay. I'm not ready.
And I don't. Know. Yeah. I'm not saying I've never had any complaints. No one's ever complained.
Yeah.
But I'm not even if they're off put by it. Aren't we all sort of there? Like, you can't say, my last boyfriend was much more great. Go back to him. If that's your qualifying factor of what makes a good boyfriend is a lack of wrinkles in that area.
Right, then.
Do you remember the other one that springs to my mind is, you remember when it was such a big deal where people were going to like pedicure spas and having goldfish eat their feet?
Yes, I remember that. It eats the dead skin and all that.
And then they started realizing that this goldfish ate somebody else's dead skin, and then it had herpes in it. So then when it ate your dead skin, it gave you herpes.
Right.
Or whatever, hep C, whatever the different things were. That's the kind of thing we want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done in the name of beauty that seemed like a good idea, turned out bad? We want to hear your did it for beauty stories. Here's another one. Somebody read that an orange peel makes the skin glow.
Oh, okay.
So they bought an orange, ate it, and then took a piece of the peel and squeezed it all over their face.
Oh, okay, no.
It burned so bad that they had to go and wash their face. It left angry red marks on their cheeks for almost a week.
Yeah.
It's not actual orange peel. Mm, it's like a peel.
It's a peel that has
a thing that's made of.
Thank you.
Somebody else couldn't afford a peel. The kind that you see where it's like the stuff that like you put it on and then it hardens.
Okay.
And then you peel it off and it'll like pull the blackheads. I did it with like the Biore strips.
Oh,
kind
all
of thing.
That peels all that crap out of here.
You peel all the blackheads out. Couldn't afford it, but they thought, why not do it with glue?
No.
So they rubbed glue all over their face.
Okay.
Hoping it would be a blackhead stripper. They spent 10 or so minutes trying to get it off, panicking, thinking they were going to have to go to the hospital. Also worried that they were too high from the glue fumes to drive.
Jeez.
Eventually chipped it all off of their face, but they look like a House of Wax horror movie person.
Dang.
Have you tried anything? Have you ever done anything? Like another person said, they put ketchup in their hair. You don't have this problem, but I have people who have this problem.
What is ketchup?
If you're really blonde, really, really blonde, and you like swim in a chlorinated pool, your hair will turn green.
It will.
And there's nothing you can do to stop it, but somebody had read that the ketchup in your hair will reduce the green colors, make it better.
Did not know that.
No, it didn't work at all.
Oh, no. What?
Okay. It doesn't say what all went wrong. They went and tried lemon juice to counteract that. And then lemon juice in your hair will basically bleach your hair out as soon as you go in the sun.
Whoa.
Because when I was younger, that's what girls would just squeeze. If they couldn't afford to go get highlights done, you'd streak your hair with lemon juice and then go out in the sun. And it would like.
I didn't know that.
That's not a great idea.
Mm.
And then there's also been people in other countries that go to like garages to get the Kardashian butt. Like there's somebody injecting collagen in, but it's cheaper and they're not, it's not really collagen. They're just hitting Home Depot and buying silicone gel.
What the hell?
And then you die.
Damn.
So we probably are not going to have any of those people calling, but if you've done something radical in the name of beauty, we want to hear your story. Tina.
Yay.
Yay. What'd you do for beauty?
So I heard of the charcoal masks, you know, so I was like, oh, my grandma has hot charcoal at her house. I could do it for free.
No, okay. God, no.
The briquettes, is that what?
You didn't actually rub like
third degree burns. Ended up in the ER. It was horrible.
Oh, they were smoldering briquettes?
Hot?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it wasn't supposed to be hot. I just heard charcoal. I have that. I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, you shoved the hamburgers and the steaks out of the way.
Grab a glass of Kingsford and rubbed it on your head.
Oh, my God.
So I thought it was going to be like, you know, make my face all refreshed, but oh, it did.
I bet it did.
For sure.
So are you hideous
the
now?
The new layer of skin, yeah. Well, I mean, are you okay?
No. Yeah, I'm okay now. It was 2 years ago, so my face is healed now. But before, oh my gosh, it was so bad. They thought I was going to have to, like, do skin grafts, all kinds of stuff. It was bad.
No, I rub blue rhino tanks on my face.
Yeah, I'm more of a natural gas mask now myself.
Wow, Tina.
That's, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Robin?
Yay!
Yay! Beauty, did it for beauty.
All right, it's what my mother did to me. When I was really little, I was about 5 years old, my brother decided to give me a haircut. I had really long blonde hair, apparently. He cut it all off kind of haphazardly. And my mother was so freaked out by it that she cut the rest of my hair off because he only did half my head.
Oh.
And then she made me wear a bandage on my head and told everyone that I was in a car accident.
That's better than getting a bad haircut from your brother? To set up a GoFundMe for your daughter who's...
with her head injury?
Oh my God, for real?
For real. And what had happened before that was I had... apparently I wasn't very coordinated. I had tripped and knocked 4 front teeth out, so it was a very believable story.
Ooh. So she put a turban on your head and then
and sent you to school in the name of beauty. And then you were miraculously healed with hair.
Or something. And yeah, and she I was told forbidden to remove that, you know, the turban.
Until after you were normal again. Oh my God.
Well, dang. And I don't know when I don't remember like what time of year it was, but I just remember wearing like a ski cap even in the summer.
A motorcycle helmet.
There it is. Full face, the whole thing. You can breathe. Shut up. Thank you, Robin. What kind of mom?
A non-vain
mother?
Is it
easier to say your brat head son cut her hair than to like...
Because then it looks like that could be a... mom could have been... Yes.
Did you put some fake blood stains on it?
Right.
Oh, my God. Kristen...
Yay.
Bizarre beauty things. What happened to you?
So it was my first year of college, so I had money was very tight.
Okay.
And so I decided to give myself a Brazilian with my tweezers.
What?
And a mirror?
Oh, yeah. There was definitely mirrors propped up. A lot of swelling. It was beautiful once the job was done, but...
You did it yourself? So you're like, you're a contortionist and you're like...
One by one, you yank.
Yes.
If you think your eyebrows are bad,
whoo! Holy!
It was a one and done, right? You never went back. You never did it again.
I never did it again, and I will not, but it was phenomenal for weeks later.
Dang.
You pull the hair, you stunt the root, yeah.
That's like masochism. You're just giving your inflicting...
One at a time.
Yes.
Yeah, at least on the Brazilian, what I've heard, it hurts, but it's like, ha! And then it's like, ah! And you're done. Yeah,
one and done.
So do you have a husband or somebody to do that for you now?
I do have a husband, but now we pay for someone to take care of the business.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, that's would a better probably... plan. All right. You know, you could use goldfish.
That's the rumor.
That'll Coins. Be my next step.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen. Please don't use goldfish. Yeah. Jess?
Hello?
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 What's your bizarre Guys? Beauty thing?
Okay, my mom, when I was young, used to put Crisco all over me as a moisturizer.
You sure this is for like beauty or for your
what? What did it work?
She thought I was like allergic to the perfume and lotion, and so that was like a alternative. I don't know why she didn't just use other lotion.
Then she put me on a spit.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, well, you're kind of moist right now, so get in this giant pot.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.